Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. I don't know about you, but I don't like James Harden being really good. I mean, honestly, there was somebody put out a split screen of James against the Lakers dribbling and falling down and throwing the ball away and then couldn't hold on to the ball. And then he put a video of him last night going between the legs, running by the guy, and, you know, 34 points last night. It beating the Bucks. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? Really? This guy looked like he was like 40 pounds overweight. He didn't care. He was lethargic. He just looked.
He was faking.
He was, yeah, but
he was intentionally giving
no,
you.
No, I
you
get 70%. That. I get that. But
no,
that
I mean, you need to understand, this is who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a guy who would intentionally throw a game against the Spurs because he was mad at Kevin McHale, I guess. Either that or somebody had his family trapped in a tower somewhere at gunpoint and they had been taken.
Or somebody said he was shooting too much or whatever.
No, or that.
Yeah, somebody.
Either there
the
was
stands,
a kidnapping.
Somebody from the stand said.
Or somebody said, called him a ball hog,
yeah,
or something like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he was like, oh,
James. Or Kevin McHale said, James, we need to move the ball more.
Oh.
You shouldn't have done that,
nope,
Kevin.
Nope.
So
Steven Silas found out about
that. This is the same guy who
one.
Would shut it down and wear a fat suit. And would wear literally, and I'm going with that because I'm almost positive that's the case, in pregame warmups at least, would intentionally tuck his warmups in as tight as he could and wear a prosthetic belly to look, to and give you everything he had for the puff out. And everyone say, oh my God, he's eating cheeseburgers, he's this, that. And then he gets to New Jersey and he magically lost 40 pounds. He's magically, this is all so contrived. This is who he is. Nice as it's maturity that has driven me to this amazing chemistry with KD. You know what it is? My maturity. I'm a mature person. What he is James is a natural. He wants to be a number one, but doesn't want all the heat that comes with being a number one. And it's a lot. I mean, I'm not saying it's fun. I'm sure it's not.
No, he
fun.
Really, really looks rejuvenated.
He loves the trappings of being a one without the heat that comes from being a one. And this is an easy guy. You know, this is a guy for him to deflect to because he found out with Chris Paul, he found out with Russell Westbrook. I mean, Russell Westbrook had to leave him because he didn't like his partying and stuff like that. So now, which I want to get to later because of the Tiger Woods documentary and MJ being included in some of that. But this is just kind of sickening to me, although it was totally predictable. This isn't a Gerrit Cole thing. You know, in baseball, things can happen in a given year. Gerrit Cole, there's a chance that Gerrit Cole would have some stroke, the pressure of playing in New York and all that. Basketball is ball. Mm-hmm. James is not going to, you don't go from being almost never do you go from being a really good player to not good. James is the one of the great players in the league. Did you think this wasn't going to be the case? When I saw what he looked like and he didn't look like a big fat ass, I was like, this whole fake, this is, he just pulled a, what was that? Remember remember the movie where you had Ed Norton was pretending, and then all of a sudden he's actually done it twice, The Score, and also the one where Marty Stempler, and I was abused by the priest,
and
me and the girl, and all of a sudden he's, that's real good, counselor. He had fooled you. At the end, you find out this kid's been running a game, pretending to be like some feeble-minded guy.
A Kaiser Soze, same thing.
Kaiser Soze. Yeah, it's the same thing. James just pulled.
Yeah.
He pulled something on the Rockets, But the Rockets weren't fooled. I think the Rockets were just tired of it. John Wall, and it didn't sound like John Wall and Boogie Cousins were fooled. I prayed that somebody comes out with information that he had a prosthetic belly.
There was something.
Because you can't do that.
No.
He could have cleansed and taken 50 dumps, and he couldn't do that.
Well, and they won the game last night, and, you know, with a minute five, he scored. He hit a floating jumper with a minute 55 left. But then Joe Harris hit a three-pointer. Then Kevin Durant hit a three-pointer.
I'll say it. And
James Harden assisted on both. James Harden ain't going to mind down the stretch. Here, boys, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he did take a three with 41 seconds left and missed. But you know what? If this was the Rockets, he would have had the ball back again, and he might have missed again or whatever the case
may be. Well, he's going to
trust. Or he might have hit. Who knows? But I just watching him, you know, just have all this energy and be, you know, in the perfect place for himself. And while we're sitting over here going, you know, can't beat the Bulls. Can't beat the flipping Bulls. The bench is so – the bench the other night in the win was pretty good. But last night, the Rockets bench couldn't have been worse. The Bulls, every starter was in plus figures for the Rockets. Every bench guy was negative, plus minus. Every Bulls starter was a negative, plus minus. Every Bulls bench guy was a plus. So that'll tell you, you know, the depth, obviously, it'll be better when John Wall comes back. Eric Gordon was back.
Primal,
you
know, fear.
Christian Wood looked great. Oladipo looked great.
It did look like a well-organized pickup game, watching everyone play together. The offense was not complicated. They did some basic high-screen pick-and-roll stuff with Christian Wood. And at the end, I mean, you saw Oladipo look natural. Oladipo actually felt, as a matter of fact, here's his quote from last night. He said that he was optimistic. He said, I know that better days are ahead for the Houston Rockets, and I'm looking forward to being part of those special days after a 32.9 assist game. Oladipo looked great, and I think Oladipo is rejuvenated as well. It was the second highest scoring debut in franchise history behind Harden's 37-point performance in the opener of 12-13 against, do you remember?
In the opener of 12-13? No, I don't remember.
What? Pistons, that's right.
Against the Pistons.
And you see my man Lou Lloyd was on the list. He had 28 in 1983, and he messed around and got a triple-double that year also in his first game. Lewis Lloyd had a triple-double in the
Ralph
Sampson.
Lou Lloyd was in James Harden debut in 2013? Wow.
No. It's the most points in the Rocket debut.
Damn.
In Rocket's debut.
Yeah.
No, he was kicked out of the league for coke, but not for a few years later. But he had a triple-double in Ralph Sampson's opening game against the Warriors. All right, so Oladipo
It
started off a little shaky. Steven Silas said, start off shaky, which is natural, but you could see what we can be on the floor. Look, if John Wall survives these terrible injuries that he suffered
who, you know, was out for a year plus with an Achilles, has he missed over half the games now? Is he about
We're getting close to that number.
Just to point out that the guy who couldn't play before can't stay in the court now.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't get excited about John Wall.
You wish he was Chris Paul.
It'll be nice.
He stayed on the floor as much.
It'll
as Chris
be
Paul.
Nice when he plays. But the fact is, this is what you got. I mean, you threw away Daryl and Tillman and whoever else who wanted to get rid of Russ or Chris Paul and bring in Russ.
No, that was James. What do you mean? That was a James move. That wasn't a Daryl move. That was out.
Didn't Daryl trade away 15,000 picks?
Yeah, because he had to, because James Harden wouldn't play with him.
See, this is why it's good to let players be GMs.
Yeah.
That was a good move. That was a good deal.
Speaking of which, I saw on Twitter that Deshaun was in on the Eric Bieniemy meeting.
That's unfortunate that got out, because it's not accurate.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I think there's somebody who's running around. I'm not going to say who they're pretending to be, but they're somebody who created an account recently and has been sliding into DMs pretending to be someone, let's just say, close to the organization. Mm-hmm. And one person knew it could be a setup, so he came to me in direct message form and said, what do you think of this? I said, I mean, it could be this person, but I don't think so. I don't think they would go to you, and I don't think this is, like, I don't this doesn't feel right. The wording on this and nothing. I said, this could be, why would they trust you? Like you are the source that they want to go to. It feels like it's a setup. And sure enough, we found out it was, they were saying Jack Easterby was going to be fired this week.
No.
And all that stuff. We found out the very next day that Cal McNair says, Jack Easterby is my ride or die for life. And
I don't think, did he and say, it was, I didn't see that quote, ride or die.
Cal talks like did that. Cal call, uses a lot of rap
did
jargon.
Did he play that Jay-Z song and pretend that he was Clyde and
Bonnie and Clyde? And yeah. Yeah.
And Jack was Bonnie. That was Cal.
Yeah.
If Jack was Bonnie.
It was Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
And he was Jay-Z and Jack was Beyonce. Yes.
All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Is that what Cal's singing about Jack? But
Jack can't be Bonnie. He doesn't have any
Why
hair.
Why not? Cal's Bonnie?
No, but Jack just doesn't. Like, it's like that girl that you come to the door.
In my head, it came to my mind. I'm like, I'm going to say this during the break.
Why would you?
This is what I said. I'm going to say this during a break when it's safe to say this to be terrible.
I just and want John Dell's
does
reaction.
It out loud.
I want Dell's reaction.
Look at Gordon Gekko
know,
does
I don't know
it
what
out
you're
loud.
Talking about.
Are you happy that you're working with Gordon Gekko now, or you're working with who's this? What's his name from? Who's the owner? From the Cleveland Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert. He's got it now that he's got his beard and he's got a slick back hair. He's got a Dan Gilbert vibe
now. It's better than him being. It's better him being Dan Gilbert than pretending to be Gordon Gund and pretending like he's blind, like the previous Cavs owner. Because if you called him Gordon Gund, you know what he would do.
What?
Exactly. He's blind, not deaf. Not what?
I mean, look at Dan All Gilbert.
Right, thanks.
Look at this. He's even got a. Hold on
what?
A second.
He's not. Deaf.
You're not Dan Gilbert. You both have your vests.
Oh, look at that.
You both have your best, your beard, your slick back hair.
Great beard.
I wonder if he has a tail like you do. I mean, wow, I'm doing a show with Dan Gilbert.
Does he say stupid stuff, too?
Dangerous stuff he has in the past, yes.
He has? All right.
He'll say,
I'm okay with it.
He's impulsive and will fly off the handle a little bit. Yeah.
I wish I had his money. That's what I wish. I wouldn't even mind owning the Cavs, if you want to know the truth. Well, it's better known than any team here right now.
And I know we're sidetracked, but Lance will tell you why that initial report about Deshaun being in that.
When we come back, I'll tell you why.
It's false.
And I don't. Have you seen it anywhere nationally?
No.
No. There's a reason. There's somebody's trying to get some people's hopes up. And I don't think it's malicious. I just think this guy says he checked it with two sources, but I don't. I think maybe the same sources are in his DM who are fake people, potentially.
Well, that sucks. Those are bad sources.
Hey, I just wanted to confirm
fake
the other source.
Bad. I just want you to know. Fake people are bad sources.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Oh, why don't you talk about a little jab? You took a little jab there, right?
Site Jab. Well, I mean, listen. Site Jab is a company who can take care of what it is that you are looking for from your... you know, from your business, from your website. You've got a great opportunity to have them build a website for you in 3 to 6 weeks. And Hector and his crew, they start from scratch. They can work on what you already have. Let's say you had something that you love and you want it fixed. But here's the problem. There's so many different algorithms out there that the people who are really good at this and the people who have been invested in this process for over two decades, like SiteJab, they go through the process of finding out exactly what it is that keeps people on your site longer. The whole key is getting people excited in the first 2 to 3 seconds, believe it or not, and then keeping them on your site and then allowing them to get to the information that they need that will turn their trip to your website into an actual, visit from the potential client and turn it into money for you. And that's what SiteJab can do. They can get them excited about your site, excited about what they see on that from you. And then all of a sudden that becomes a business lead. And they've got way more services as well in terms of branding, identity, social media management, business consulting. They can even do professional video production. Call SiteJab today, 713-999-4661. That's 713-999-4661 or go to SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. You ready, V? Let's go again.
Look for me, young V, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Eyes behind shades, this necklace, the reason all of my days been blind days, but today I got my Pharaoh whisk girl with me.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Breaking news, the Mets have fired their general manager. He is Kevin Porter, who he was a big toe guy before today. He basically, well, not basically, apparently he sent 60-some text messages to a foreign reporter when he was a personnel guy with the Cubs back in 16.
Jared Porter.
Oh, what did I say, Kevin?
Kevin Porter is a Cavs guy who has his own issues and is going to get traded.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not a great day for the Porters.
No, it's a Michael Porter. How's he doing?
Not playing, actually.
Yeah, right. He can't get on the team.
Flipped out.
They were going to trade him, too, to the Rockets, apparently. So it's not a great day. So Jared Porter fired. He sent 60-some text messages to a foreign reporter he had met, and including a D-pick for her. ESPN has the text, and they're showing it right now. And, you know, it's uncomfortable. Dude, you can't find a girl that I guess she must have made quite the impression on him when she was there covering the Cubs, because he couldn't stop himself, and now he's lost a job over it. He kind of looks like now, he didn't then, but now he kind of looks like the husband, the gay husband on Modern Family. Don't you think?
You think, to me, he looks like blown up Lance Berkman. Beard a little bit and bigger jowls.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he doesn't look like Cam.
Yeah, Cam. He looks like Cam. Yeah.
I was thinking he looks like Chaz.
Like who?
Chaz. Cher's daughter son.
Chaz Bono.
Did you say
daughter now? Yeah. Transitioned from
daughter?
They. You said that.
Transitioned from.
Did you dead
they?
Name?
Did you talk about they?
Did you them? Dead name somebody?
Chaz, isn't that his name now?
Yes.
Yes.
And what was? Oh, Chastity was.
Yeah, Chastity.
Chastity, and now it's Chaz?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh. I don't know. I haven't seen Chaz in a while, but
it's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, somebody tweeted out, oh, yeah, now he's fired. Guess what? Luno to the Mets. George Springer signs there. I could see it. Springer is on the fence right now. Stephen Cohen said, you know, I spoke about integrity, and I meant it. There's zero tolerance for this type of behavior. Happened back in 2016. And the thing that we don't have is, you know, we don't have any pictures of her. See what she looks like.
What? Why is that important?
Well, just to see. I mean,
to see if it was worth getting fired.
Well, I mean, I don't know that anything would be worth getting fired. Well,
but could you, like, if you saw a picture, you could understand why he might have got a little worked up. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just gotta know. I mean, but they won't send. They're not giving. They haven't given out her name, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Except for. Content. Except for the content.
And this dude, this guy
then
was
I
so.
Go, hey, Jared. Oh, I
how are you
get it.
So sprung? But I say that, and in a little bit, we need to get to the Tiger Woods stuff, because Tiger, we're really finding out a lot of the details about the Tiger stuff, and Rachel, you could tell is part of that documentary. Like what is it with the lips? What is it with?
No. That's I hate. That's terrible, terrible, terrible.
Wait until she gets the vaccine. It's just gonna whole face.
Oh my God, her face will blow.
So, because they say if you
it's
have face
terrible.
Fillings,
women don't mess with your face when you get older.
Are you especially lips?
Are you telling women what to do with their bodies?
No, but it's
John's
so
making.
Terrible.
John, this is a PSA at this point, Dell.
It is. I mean, listen. I don't know any guys that think that zero that think that that's attractive. Zero. So I'm just letting you guys know. So you make your decision from there. But just so you know, it's awful.
John has polled everyone,
every man single
he knows,
guy,
and none of them think it's
no,
it looks good.
They do it for other women. Most, I mean, they think it makes them look younger. It makes them look older. It makes them look bad.
Look, I'm not going to tell
you. It's a public service announcement.
I'm not speaking to women. Do what you'd like. But it freaks me out. That's all I'm going to say.
See? Is that a positive?
Nah.
That's not a positive. I've never seen anybody. Wow. Look at those fake cheeks and lips. And wow, that looks good. No, I've never heard that ever. No, said no one ever. Anyway, where were you? Oh, you got off on, as opposed to this. So Luno, Luno wants to buy a Liga MX team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a big soccer fan.
Yeah, he's a big soccer fan. Well,
it's a Mexican soccer league.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big soccer fan. He grew up in Mexico City, and he wants the Mexican Premier League, which is, I guess, Liga MX. I think that's their premier, their top, I'd call it premier, their top league.
It's their top league.
I don't want the Mets to get Jeff Luno. I don't want anybody else to get Jeff Luno, because Jeff Luno is really good at his job. Jeff Luno will get those guys, will make that organization better. I mean, he'd have a lot of explaining to do, Jeff Luno, but you know what, in New York, they'd forgive him as soon as they start winning.
And does Carlos Beltran get his job back then?
They're
hiring Jeff Luno?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Carlos Beltran will work again. Everybody else seems to be fine.
Yeah.
The video guy for the Red Sox, come on back. We'll give
AJ
you a raise
Hinch.
And a promotion.
AJ Hinch, welcome back.
AJ Hinch, get over there. Hurry up, get to Detroit. Hey,
Alex Cora, come on back.
Alex Cora, right away. But Beltran's over here going, hey. Well, you started it, Beltran. You're the one, actually. Yeah. He's the one that started the whole damn thing. Congratulations, Beltran. Never work again. But I think Luno should work again. He's adamant that he was not in on it. And you know what? What Major League Baseball put out there, that is certainly not proof that Jeff Luno was in on anything, actually, if you want to know the truth. Anyway, so...
I would 100% hire Jeff Luno.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't think twice about it. New York would be like, good.
Why?
This guy wants to
win. All the other guys are working. But they'd be outraged. The Yankee fans would be outraged.
Dude.
You know what? It would stick it right
to
the Yankees.
That's even better.
Yes.
That's even better.
And that's the same I said with
Have
Springer.
Have you noticed how this has already gone away? You know who? We get so fooled by the echo chamber that is Twitter's outrage and the megaphone. Let me tell you what. As soon as you make that deal... There's outrage, 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 and then it's gone. And all the Mets fans who were probably outraged, all of a sudden they're like, oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Because they know that Jeff Luno knows how to put a team together. And yes, it does stick it directly to the Yankees. Everything about that move would be, oh, my God, we got a guy with some money. We're going to have this guy who built a World Series contender. And now we may get George Springer. Although Luno might say, ooh, who knows? Luno might not be down with George. He's a value-based guy. He might say, what George is asking for is a terrible deal. And no, I mean, he's – listen, if George keeps asking for – if George keeps asking for ridiculous amounts of money, which is not – it's just ridiculous in this particular year, no one's going to give him that. Like, George is going to have to come down, I guess, right? LeMahieu's contract means George can't possibly get that money if he wanted. $15 million to $25
different
million?
Positions. Springer is a World Series MVP. Listen, maybe not 25 a year, but George is getting – how about five – I don't know. Maybe 5-120? I can certainly see where George is going to get – George is getting over 100. George is getting over 100. Now, it's been awfully difficult this offseason. It's been awfully difficult. So we'll see. George Springer. I said from the get go, Steve Cohen has got to make a big splash there. He's got a bajillion dollars. He is going to. I could certainly see he's already gotten three of the biggest free agents this offseason. I could certainly see him loading for bear with George Springer as well. Let's get Jay in here before we take a break here on ESPN 97.5. Jay, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's that?
Hey, John, while you're out in Cabo this weekend soiling your Royal Oats, hopefully you get to play that Quivira golf course, man. It's a beautiful course. Hey, I think the problem that most of us... Go ahead.
I didn't hear you. What did you say? Palmia? Did you say play Palmia?
Quivira.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Quivira. One of the best courses down there.
Oh, is it
Vida.
Right?
Quivira.
No, we're set up at Carencia and Palmia.
Oh, those are trash.
No.
Oh, there you go.
No, yeah. They're not.
They're the Golden Corral of golf courses down there. Hey, so I think the reason that people are going to be really frustrated with James is this is the ex-wife going out and getting the revenge body, dating your former best friend, right? So it's like you could have done all of that in this household, and now you are with the energy. You're doing charitable events, and you look crazy good. And now we're going to have to witness it from afar. Last thing, guys, I think it's the perfect time for us to go through a transformation on the Houston sports scene. You can't go to live sports. You can't really enjoy it in person. I've got L.A. friends that still haven't had a parade for their Dodgers and or their Lakers. So if you're going to blow it all up, we got a two-year window where we can't enjoy it anyway. Why not? I'm out, guys.
All right, man. 713-780-3776.
Did you hear him say you're going to be sowing your royal oats?
I don't know what that means.
It means you're going to be doing wild stuff.
I ain't doing wild stuff.
Seed spreading.
No, I ain't spreading.
Kemping. You'll be kemping.
I ain't spreading no seed.
You'll be.
I'm done with that.
You'll be Sean Dell.
It's your turn, Dell.
Yeah,
Lance spread
really
his
is.
Seed. I spread my seed. Yeah, now your turn.
Look how well it worked out for both of you.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
No, we have wonderful children.
How much do they cost?
A boatload.
Then I'm out.
They're not good investors.
Then I'm out.
They're terrible. There's no return.
The profit loss sheet is atrocious with children. Gosh. Unless you're Earl Woods. And then even that ended up having its own.
Or if you're Deshaun Watson's parents, because that's what we were supposed to talk about. What happened or didn't happen in that meeting.
Oh, in the Winnebago?
No, not in the Winnebago.
In the meeting with all the coaches they interviewed yesterday.
Yeah. Was Deshaun was in there like, I like this guy. This is.
I want to talk about
notes.
Earl Woods in the Winnebago.
We could talk about that,
too.
Oh,
we'll get to that. We got a long show.
Let's talk right now about the 2021 F-150. They're in stock. If all Ford dealers don't have them, they have them at Chastain Ford, and it is an unbelievable, the nicest truck I've ever not only driven but been in. They let me take it for a weekend, and it was like, oh, my gosh. They've got a giant, like, a computer screen here. That's your panel. It does everything. It's unbelievable, this truck. So you got to check it out. They got the 2021 Ford Bronco Sports in stock. All right. 2020 Echo Sports, them starting at $14,999. Great car for someone who wants a small SUV. And thinking about a safe car for your kid, this is perfect for them. 2020 all remaining Explorers up to $10,000 off. 2020 F-150 XLT Crew Cab up to $10,000 off. It is unbelievable. They've got to get these 2020s off the lot, but they've also got the 2021s right now in stock. They're hard to get at other places. They've got them in stock right now at Chastain Ford. You will love doing business with these people. They're the best. You will love it, love it, love it. They'll work the deal, and they'll get you into the payments that you actually have to have. All you got to do is go to ChastainFord.com. You can actually buy online. They'll deliver the car to you. Or you get to 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 731 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Manny has good sources. Manny says, a source tells him, that the Texans and Bieniemy are talking numbers. Is he teaching Cal?
Yeah, that doesn't mean
multiplication.
That doesn't mean contract necessarily. Manny, you're going to have to be more specific.
Okay, they're talking numbers. Maybe he's teaching Cal.
Yes,
long division.
Listen, if it's a zero, so if it's 20, bring the zero down.
That's
just bring the zero down. It becomes a two.
Or You could multiply.
So if you
the
see
top
that,
number
who's
by
this?
Zero.
Who's this? So if you see that, bring the zero down.
Rick.
Multiply by two.
Dr. Rick.
Dr. Rick talking to Cal about multiplication tables.
Well, okay. So I just want to. I just got to be. You got to be clearer about that. What kind of numbers are they talking, Manny? Okay. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here and get in with us on ESPN 97.5. So Eric Bieniemy did interview yesterday. They had to do it through Zoom. They got special dispensation from the league and from the Chiefs to do this because
dispensation.
Well, yeah,
I mean it's what it. I mean, it's kind of what it
kind
is.
Of what it is. They talked yesterday. We have no idea. There was a report out there that Deshaun was in on the meeting, which
the report was by somebody on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
It's not a national report or anything.
Like No.
It's somebody on Twitter.
Somebody said
I thought
on
that
Twitter.
Was.
I don't think a report.
And that, well, they said they had two sources, and there's somebody who I think is hustling and trying to make a name for themselves. I don't think this was meant to be a trick or anything. I think this person may have gotten fooled by a fake account potentially, because there is a fake account trying to trick other people into reporting things like Jack Easterby was going to be fired, and this is a name of an account that was just created that might make you take pause. But luckily this person came to me and said, "Do you think this is real?" I said, "I don't think so. I don't think it is." And luckily I said, "I would not go with this. And if it turns out to be true, then good for us. Jack's gone and you will know that that person is real." Well, it turns out that person wasn't real. So this kid could have been tricked by them. I don't know who his sources are. I just know talking on the other side of it, I made calls to a few people. This is what I feel like. Watson was not part of that interview. Not part of the interview. Watson was no part of that interview. Watson doesn't care about that interview. Mm-hmm. And Watson does not, and Watson's big problem is not with Jack Easterby. It is with Cal Manier. And that is the problem, my friends.
Knowledge is power.
Because we are not going to be able to see. I kind of hope that hiring Eric Bieniemy would fix all this. And there's still an outside. I'm not saying there's not a chance. Eric Bieniemy could take this job and convince Watson, "I'm the guy for you." It could still happen. But the problem, it's way bigger than Eric Bieniemy. Because Eric Bieniemy, how does he change now? When I say this, as I'm thinking out loud, then when Deshaun wanted to be part of the process, it wasn't going to change the issues that they have anyway, which is they can't. Deshaun's big concern, I think, is having an owner lead a team who he knows is not competent. And this is a heavy lift. This is a really heavy lift for Nick Caserio or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Bad salary cap situation. Don't tell me about who all they can cut and they're in good salary cap. Everyone else has more money and they're going to be able to spend more money too. You don't have any core players other than Deshaun Watson, basically. They don't have the first and second round draft pick. It is a difficult. He knows that he would basically have to burn up the next 2 years. So two more years of his career would be dead minimum. And that's if they hit their draft picks. If they hit their draft picks, within 3 years, he might have a shot. I don't think he wants. I think he realized, and I don't know what it is. I've not been told what it is, but there's something that has made him realize. And I think it was the way that Jack. This is what puzzles me. I think it's the way Jack was able to sideswipe Cal and trick him so easily and circumvent the whole process. And then Deshaun wasn't even part of it that made him go, this owner. I can't do this anymore. If it's not a Jack issue, which to me, that's still a Jack issue. Like, get him out of the building and you don't have people trying to trick the owner as much. So that's what I want to say to Deshaun. Like, but then he wouldn't be wrong about this being a hard team to win with over the next, like, not a, like a championship. He wouldn't be wrong. It would be very, very hard.
No.
That's why I don't think he'll go to the Jets.
Wait a minute.
The Jets
have a lot of work to do, too.
Is
this going to be a hard team to win a championship with?
Yeah.
When?
And he
in
wants
like 7 years?
He wants to compete for a championship. Yeah, no, you can do. I could see the Dolphins being highly competitive next year, especially with Deshaun.
But they have all kinds of draft picks. The Texans have none.
That's what I'm saying. And even if you went to the Jets, I don't think Deshaun would go to the Jets. because the Jets have a long way to go,
they
too.
They have their issues, yeah.
Yeah, well, they'd have to be trading away their first round picks.
That no-trade clause is now looming large.
Yeah, and the Texans, by the way, gave Deshaun, not only did they give him a short contract for max dollars, they gave him a no-trade clause in this contract. It is the dumbest contract in the world. You know who negotiated it? So now this is starting to make sense. You know who negotiated that deal?
Jack Easterby.
On Jesus, this is true. It was Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
Jack Easterby, it was O'Brien negotiated Tunsil so bad that that agents don't even use that contract for their own clients. No. Usually you do. They know it's so bad they don't even try. Ronnie Stanley's agent was, I know, this is terrible. Well, how about we go $19.5 million, which would be $1 million more than Lane Johnson? And they said, okay. Yeah,
that makes
fine.
Sense.
That's the new. Right. So everyone around the league is using that as the new standard for tackle. The Laramie, apparently cap guys are not even using Tunsils. Everyone is throwing out the Tunsil deal. Like, we're not using that. It's not a real deal. The deal for, and no one's gone 3 years, the deal for Deshaun to give him a no-trade clause, Deshaun got everything he could have asked for, and maybe that's why he's concerned, like, this shouldn't have been this easy.
Yeah, but again, they're gone.
I know. That's what I just want to get to Deshaun and say, Deshaun, if you would just get rid of Jack. I for whatever reason, he doesn't dislike Jack Easterby. He doesn't. And you don't have to dislike him, but for whatever reason, he doesn't see that Jack being gone is going to fix things. And are you sure it would fix things with Cal there? I feel like at least Caserio, we'd see we know Cal's not going to mess with Caserio.
Yeah. No.
He's kind of harmless until he's put in a position where he needs
to. Somebody's got to guide. I mean, honestly, somebody's got to bring him, you know, his milk and cookies. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to be his nanny. I mean, who do you? Nick Caserio is going to be too busy. Who's bringing Cal? I mean, honestly, this is not even a joke. I'm not even joking. Somebody has got to be in charge. Why don't you just make him in charge of Cal? You know, I don't want to call him something. I just want
to do it. What are you trying to not say?
I'm trying to not say that Cal needs a caretaker, but Cal needs a caretaker. The only problem is that Jack Easterby's decision making now. He pounded the table for some of these things. I know it for a fact. Jack Easterby, stop worrying about Tunsils. We don't have to sign him to a contract now. We need to do this deal now. We don't need to sign him to an extension before we trade for him. Oh, okay, good job there, Jack. Anyway, if Caserio is making good decisions and Jack is pounding the table for it, then that's good. That's good. But when Bill O'Brien was making decisions and making really bad decisions and he's pounding the table for it and Kelsey Hooker, then it's bad. Then it's bad. Okay? So
can you isolate Hooker? Can you isolate that though for a future soundbite?
Sure.
Thanks.
So here's the deal is
knowledge is power.
So maybe listen. Okay, Charles Menehue. Mark Berman just tweeted this out. Asked about Texans executive vice president Jack Easterby. All I know is Jack has been good to me. Jack has always been somebody who's talked to me on the side and continued to give me a lot of support. I can't thank him enough for that. You know what? With players, though, Jack is really, really good because he knows because he's
except
kind of
with Laramie Tunsil.
I don't
want to
say he's
off.
A jock sniff, but he's
oh, he kind knows. Of a jock sniff. Oh no. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A that is his job.
That is. Yeah.
Well, it was his job with New England. See, this is the thing. They're all over this place on Jack. Jack's Mr. I'm a executive. I'm like, oh my God, if the store just helped destroy in a total franchise, I got to get out of this. His initial job is to be this. Talk to players. What's concerning you? Yeah, what can I do? Are you having problems with this? Yeah. Let me give you a quote that I really love. And this comes from Vince Lombardi's baby mama. And she said,
Vince Lombardi didn't have a baby mama.
You don't know that.
You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know that.
I know that.
You don't know.
How do you know that? And did you meet his baby mama, Rachel?
Oh, I made one of the worst mistakes of my life. Met the Lombardis. I hosted Lombardi Awards 1 year.
Yeah.
And the daughter came up, and she afterwards, and she...
She's here in Houston?
No. They were at the Lombardi Awards.
Yeah, they're here.
Yeah, I know. I emceed it.
Yeah.
And so...
And she was here, the Lombardi.
Yeah, she came. The daughter. I said, oh...
You the illegitimate one?
No, I said, your husband. She was like, oh, do I look like I'm 100? And then she walked, but she loved, she really loved what I did. I actually was one of the best things I ever emceed in my life. And she came up, that was awesome. And I was
until
like,
until then.
And then until I go, well, your husband would have.
How old was she?
She was 60 or so.
Yeah,
and she goes, do I look like I'm 100?
Of course. Which was worse, that or when you told your professor's wife, congratulations on the pregnancy, but she was not pregnant?
Yeah, but she wasn't pregnant.
Which so one was worse?
So you're going to tell me you don't think Lombardi had a guma?
No,
he did not. He's a Lombardi. Oh, okay.
Lombardi. I'm going out for peppers.
No.
But he doesn't go out for
peppers. You don't think his buddy said... You got to go home.
Put that on Vince Lombardi.
You don't think his buddy said, you got to go home.
He was.
You got to go home.
You got to go back.
You got to go back. You got to go home.
That's him. Look.
7-4. Do not put this on Vince Lombardi. Right?
You're going to make it beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
He's a saint.
It's going to be beautiful. You got to go back. You got to go back. You got to go back.
He did not. Vince Lombardi never left his wife.
You got to go back. You got to smooth. You got to smooth things out, Vince. It's going to be beautiful.
I met the Lombardi family. They couldn't be nicer, so stop talking about them like that. 713-780-3776 on the other side. Let's get back to some raucous basketball right here on ESPN 97.5. They took a tough one last night. But right now I'm going to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. And John Clay Wolf says, hey, I got a job opening. Let's bring him in here. I got two job openings, as a matter of fact. What's going on, John Clay Wolf?
We've got job openings. We're hiring. It's the new economy.
You haven't slowed down, okay? So that's good. I mean, there are a lot of businesses, obviously, that are looking for people. But at GiveMeTheVin.com, it seems like you would have a fun place to work.
It's really laid back. Our office is a memorial galleria-ish in an office building down there. And we just put all the cars on top of the parking garage. But yeah, you deal with customers all day in a computer setting, bid cars over the computer, and meet them at the office and give them their check. Pretty good place to work. If you don't drink, then you probably don't want to work for them. So.
Well, I know, because I heard the story about your guy that was drunk. They give him a bottle for Christmas or something, and then he's going around singing to everybody at the office. I was like, that sounds like a place John Clay Wolf would own.
We're pretty laid back. I mean, but we work, you know, it's just when it's time to go, it's serious. But we play as hard as we work, I guess is a good way to put it.
That's fun. So go to GiveMeTheVin.com and you click on jobs.
Yes, sir. Click on jobs and collect your resume. Let me reiterate. I'm not looking for a car pro, the guy that's been a wholesaler, the guy that's been a used car manager. This is not a huge paying job. We have a computer system that we built years ago that does a lot of the specialty part. It's more like what we call a BDC, almost like a customer service.
Okay. Gotcha. So you don't have to be a car
expert. You're overqualified, Granada.
Yeah.
I could
qualify, and I know nothing about cars. That's all you have to do is be able to log onto a computer, and you can get this job done. So go to GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com and click on jobs and send in your resume to John Clay Wolf. That's John Clay Wolf, everyone, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Rockets lose last night, 125 to 120. Earlier I had said every guy on the Bulls bench was in plus numbers and plus minus. One guy, Adam Makoka, wasn't. He was the only Bulls bench guy. He's from France, though. But the Rockets bench was just awful, and led by Boogie Cousins. 16 minutes, 0 for 7, 0 for 5 from 3. Just not good.
Boogie was bombing away, too. Just like, you know what would be cool right now? If I fired this three up.
He's You know, he's a better three-point shooter than that, obviously. But when,
yeah, he is.
When he's bad, he's bad.
But yesterday wasn't good.
Christian Wood was tremendous again. First time in a while he hadn't led the team in scoring because he had 30 and Oladipo had 32. So Oladipo in his debut, 13 of 23, 4 of 9 from 3. He had 9 assists. He had 5 rebounds. So 9 assists and 7 turnovers sounds familiar. But it is what it is, and the Rockets weren't able to win. Actually, Eric Gordon was okay, 3 for 7 from 3, 9 for 17 from the field, and he had 21 points. But John Wall comes back, you know, in a month or two, whenever he gets back. Who knows when he's going to get? Maybe for the playoffs when John Wall gets back, it'll be interesting to see. But Oladipo seems like, I mean, Steven Silas, one of his third, he said the first thing, I was spent 5 minutes with him, and I could tell what kind of character he had, what kind of guy he was, and he seems to be genuine. You know, he wasn't thrilled about allegedly, he wasn't thrilled about coming here. He wanted to be traded to Miami, but you don't get to make those choices. And now that he's here, he appears, he was playing well with others yesterday, and he appears to say the right things. He said, you know what, let's get going. That's just the start. We'll see what happens. They got the Bulls again now. Do the Rockets? This is those back to back things that they've got going on, and so they've got, oh no, they don't, they've got Phoenix next, and then here, and I saw somebody was giving away tickets to that. Somebody was giving away tickets to that Phoenix game, or the Rockets had a big promotion. Oh, they have a big promotion, I think, a ladies thing going on at that thing. So check it out, and then on the road to Detroit and Dallas. Washington, Portland, CJ McCollum is out now. We'll see how long. So it's not an awfully difficult schedule. It's just difficult in that you've got a lot of injured guys. Oladipo is going to have to be. You have to watch his minutes. You have to watch obviously John Wall's minutes. You have to watch Cousins' minutes. It seems like everybody is coming off an injury for this team, and when you're playing every other day, it's going to be brutal. And it's literally every other day that they play, except when they play back-to-backs. That's the only time it's not. They only have a couple of days all for the first half of the season where they have 2 days off, 2 days in a row off. So it's a brutal, brutal schedule as far as, you know, travel and playing. But everybody's got it. Everybody's got to do this. So the Rockets are – but the Rockets are a team that has so many guys – so many guys coming up where you have to load manage, that it's going to be awfully difficult to win. Who was it? Clutch. He made the point that Dave Hardesty said that it's only a 52% chance because the Rockets pick is top four protected.
Yeah,
there's only a 52% chance that if you are in the, even if you are one of the bottom four teams, that you make it into the bottom four, into the top four of the draft.
Because of the lottery.
Yeah, because of the lottery. So
this team is, I think this team has too much talent to be in the bottom four.
Well, it's in the bottom four right now at 4.
Yeah, I get it, but Oladipo is going to change something.
Yeah, I mean, when they get a little bit of chemistry, it's going to be
better. Even without John Wall full time, I mean, Oladipo, Christian Wood, I mean, that's not a ton. It's not a ton of help, but Oladipo is a pretty good player. Christian Wood has turned into a pretty good player. Like, they are going to be more competitive. Although, you know, they're losing to some pretty average teams, but they are going to be more competitive. Yeah. I mean, they ain't making the playoffs, but I don't know if they're going to be bottom four in the league.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like a bottom four in the league team unless you move Oladipo, and then you are going to be. And I do think that's still a possibility.
Yeah,
especially if Oladipo shows out, you could potentially move him too.
Yeah, like you were dead on with PJ Tucker as far as his value. Man, dude, last night he played 31 minutes and had three points.
I've seen this with Shane Battier. Shane
two
was
points on one of two shootings.
It's the
and
same.
He had listen. He's got to, there's got to be some, he's got to get some rebounds then. He had three. Yeah.
It's the same as when Shane Battier was here. When you have good players around him, that dude is super valuable because he provides the glue that holds everything together, taking charges, getting out on rotations, being able to cut things off defensively, making a corner three at a big moment to swing momentum. All of a sudden, when the scorers and the best players aren't there and you need more from that guy, that's not who they are. Like, Battier was great when Yao and Tracy were here, useless when they weren't because he couldn't score. They needed scoring, and Battier couldn't take you off the dribble, couldn't get as many open looks anymore. And, like, defense is great, but you got to – I mean, this is – you have to provide more. And PJ also is not happy, obviously. He's got – I'm not saying he's sulking.
No, he's playing hard, though.
I'm not saying he's sulking because he is playing hard, but he's not happy.
No, he's not happy. Well, and
he went in more guaranteed
34
money.
Minutes and had 2 points on one of two shooting with only three rebounds. What the hell?
Why couldn't Tillman have just given him more guaranteed money?
Because he didn't want to?
But he would have been happier.
I know he would have been happier, but you don't you give it a guy. Listen.
Do you want your players to be happy? Deshaun's happy. He got a bunch of money, and now he's happy.
No, he's
He and got a short contract like he wanted, a no-trade clause, a bunch of money, and now Deshaun is happy. That's how you do it. Laremy Tunsil, happy. If you give players as much money as they want, if you let them literally say, this is how much I want, they will always be happy. Give
that is true.
Load up P.J. Tucker, and you're going to start to see 8 points, 7 rebounds.
How happy is Whitney Merciless?
Whitney's
thrilled. Thrilled.
You cut
he
Whitney.
He doesn't even show up
if
you,
he's so happy that because he knows if they cut me, it's going to cost them an additional $3 million. They get rid of my salary, but they still get a $3 million cap hit. They can't even cut me until next year where it actually saves them money. Do you understand that Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby ruined Deshaun Watson's opportunity to win now? And he can blame Cal all he wants because he says
No, they did not. Because Deshaun, when he goes to another team, he's absolutely going to win.
Well, if he goes to another team. If they decide to play hardball, Deshaun gets to sit out.
Well, yeah, Deshaun might just sit.
And then you get first round. You get a high pick.
Well, yeah, you're going to get a very high pick if Deshaun doesn't
then
doesn't
let it, then let him sit. But the fact is you get more if you move Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But you want the right high picks. Deshaun like that's why
win.
You can't move him to
hey,
Steelers, give us a bunch of first-round picks that are in the 20s. No thanks. Right. So we can get some TCU cornerbacks. Oh.
Well,
I want – well, can we get
– what's the matter of Rhett? You don't
better,
like
no, like Jeff Gladney. Like, uh-huh. Gladney's fine. But for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
No, we need some real dudes. Deshaun Watson doesn't bring guys in the 20s. We need him going to – like, how do you do it? The only team that's got high picks –
for sure.
But can win where Deshaun will want to go because he's got the no-trade clause? Miami. That's all. He's not going to the Jets. They would have to give us the picks that would help them build. And Deshaun's not stupid. He understands, I'm getting out of a place where I don't feel like I can win.
Right.
And I'm going to go to bad ownership in a place that has to give away all their picks for me? Well, Deshaun, yeah. You want it this way.
That's what you want. 757 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. It always goes back to Deshaun leaving, doesn't it? Doesn't it always?
Well, Lance knows people and he hears things.
Honestly, I'm watching ESPN yesterday. I swear to God, they didn't do 10 minutes without going back to Deshaun. It was all Deshaun yesterday all day.
This is a unique thing. A player of his caliber, quarterback of his caliber, at his age, telling the world, I don't want to be at the place I'm at. This doesn't happen. Guys his age don't do this. It's never happened.
How long? Well,
25 years old, a star quarterback saying, get me out of here.
Well, guys do it sometimes before they get drafted by the team.
Yeah.
And well, Carson Palmer did it, though.
But how old was Carson Palmer?
Carson
at the
Palmer
time?
Wasn't.
He wasn't 25.
He went to Oakland, then he went to
how long
Cardinals.
Was he in Cincinnati before this occurred?
I don't know. Was he on? He was probably on his second deal.
I think so.
Deshaun hasn't even started his second deal. What the bleep? All right, it's 758 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.